Feingold wants the federal government to establish minimum standards for health care that all states have to follow. He says the ultimate goal would be providing all citizens with insurance comparable to what members of Congress receive. The senator says it would then be up to states to decide how to meet those requirements. He says states could also raise their standards.
What I'm suggesting here is an opportunity for a state like Wisconsin, which is responsible and more likely to do the right thing than some other states, to be rewarded.
Under Feingold's plan, the federal government would still provide states with financial help and technical assistance. His plan would offer tax credits for businesses to offset the cost of providing health care to employees. Stephanie Rierick owns Mother Fool's Coffee House in Madison. She says she's excited Feingold is talking about universal health care because insurance premiums put a strain on her business.
We pay $900 a month to cover three relatively young, very healthy people who never use a plan, so it's strangling us.
Others at the meeting worried the plan might hurt a state like Wisconsin. Raj Sheth is the president of Mead & Hunt, a Madison-based architectural consulting firm. He says letting states raise their health care standards will eventually lead to expensive mandates.
That costs are going to go up, and if the mandates come down to businesses, business costs are going to go up, and eventually somebody's going to pay. There's only, whether you call it business, whether you call it taxpayers.
Feingold is seeking re-election to his U.S. Senate seat this November. Republicans Russ Darrow, Robert Lorge, Tim Michaels, and Bob Welch are vying to replace him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.